Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be diving into the world of AI-driven B2B marketing. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about this one. We're working with this great article that just came out last month. It's called B2B Marketing Lead Generation, AI-Driven Personalization and Automation. And it's by Lauren Popek, who's the marketing director at Reach Marketing. So
yeah,
just imagine trying to get the attention of all these busy decision makers out there in the business world. It's not easy. So that's kind of what we're looking at today. You know, how is AI changing the game? How is it making marketing smarter, more effective, more personalized?
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting because it used to be all about just reaching the right people, right? Like, how do we get in front of the right eyeballs? But now with AI, it's about understanding those people on a much deeper level. It's about creating these hyper-personalized campaigns that actually resonate with their needs and preferences. So
we're not just talking about sending the same email blast out to everybody on our list anymore.
No, not at all. I mean, think about it like this. AI can actually look at a prospect's browsing history on your website. If they're spending a lot of time on the pricing page and maybe hesitating a little bit, AI can pick up on that. And then what it can do is trigger a targeted offer or a message that addresses those specific concerns.
Wow.
So it's almost like AI is acting as this personal assistant, guiding each prospect through their own unique buyer journey.
That's pretty wild. How does that work? Is this some kind of mind reading technology?
Well, it's not exactly mind reading, but it is pretty sophisticated.
Sure.
Basically, you have these AI algorithms that are analyzing tons and tons of data, everything from website interactions to past purchases, you name it. And they use all of that to create a detailed profile of each prospect.
Oh, I see.
Which then allows marketers to, you know, figure out what content to deliver at what time and through which channel. So it's all about providing this seamless, personalized experience that feels custom made for each individual.
So instead of just kind of like that old spray and pray method where you just blast out a generic message to a huge list, we're now able to be way more targeted and personal.
Exactly. And, you know, a big part of this shift is that B2B buyers themselves are changing. They're a lot more informed than they used to be. They do their research. They have high expectations. And they really expect that personalized experience that speaks to their specific needs and challenges.
Yeah, it makes sense that people would respond better to a message that feels like it was actually meant for them. Like, it's that difference between getting a mass-produced form letter and like a handwritten note.
Absolutely. That personal touch can make a huge difference. It builds trust. And it helps you establish a much stronger relationship with those potential customers.
Now, I know the article mentioned something called predictive lead scoring. And it sounds like this could be a game changer for sales teams. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so imagine a system that can analyze all of your past customer data, and it can pick out the patterns and the behaviors that indicate a high likelihood of somebody actually converting into a paying customer. That's basically what predictive lead scoring is.
So instead of wasting time on leads that are probably never going to go anywhere, sales teams can actually focus on the ones that have the highest potential.
Exactly. It allows them to be a lot more strategic with their time. They can prioritize, personalize their outreach, and ultimately close more deals.
So it's almost like AI is giving salespeople a superpower.
It's definitely a really powerful tool. And, you know, the cool thing is it's not just about predicting who's likely to convert, but it's also about understanding why. Like, AI can actually provide insights into the factors that drive those purchase decisions, which in turn helps with even better targeting and messaging.
Wow. So instead of just knowing that somebody is a good lead, you actually understand what motivates them and what they're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. It's about moving beyond those simple demographics and getting a much deeper understanding of the individual buyer.
That's really cool. You know, this is all starting to paint a very different picture of the B2B marketing landscape. It seems like we're moving away from those really broad generalizations and mass marketing techniques and instead going towards this much more nuanced, personalized approach.
Absolutely. And AI is really driving that shift because it's giving us the ability to understand and engage with customers on a level that just wasn't possible before. You know, we can really get into those nitty-gritty details.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's really exciting to see where all of this is headed. I mean, how is AI going to continue to shape the future of B2B marketing? What are some of the tools and platforms that companies are using right now to take advantage of all of this?
That's a great question, and there's a lot to unpack there. So let's dive into that right after this break. So yeah, there are a bunch of really powerful platforms out there that are specifically designed for B2B marketers. You know, names like HubSpot, Marketo, Engage, Salesforce, Pardot, Drift. Those are becoming really popular.
So these are like the big players, the ones who are really leading the charge in this whole AI-driven marketing revolution?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, each platform has its own, you know, strengths and unique features, but they all offer those really robust capabilities for personalization and automation leads, scoring analytics, all of that. So I think the challenge for companies is really just figuring out which tool is the best fit for their specific needs and their budget.
Right, because it sounds like it could be kind of overwhelming to try to navigate this whole world of AI marketing tools. There are so many options out there, so many different features to consider. What advice would you give to a company that's maybe just starting to explore these platforms?
I think the first thing is to just really clearly define your goals and your challenges. Like, what are you hoping to achieve with AI? Are you trying to improve lead generation? Do you want to personalize your marketing campaigns? Are you looking to streamline your sales process? Once you have a good understanding of what you need, then you can start evaluating different platforms and see which ones actually align with your goals.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's kind of like choosing any other business tool, right? Like, you need to know what you needed to do before you start shopping around. But even with the right tools in place, it seems like there must be some challenges to actually implementing AI effectively. What are some of the hurdles that companies need to overcome?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is definitely data integration. You know, for AI algorithms to work properly, they need access to clean, consistent data. If your data is all over the place, scattered across a bunch of different systems and platforms, it can be really tough to get that unified view of your customers.
So it's not just about having data, it's about having the right data in the right format.
Exactly. Data silos can be a major roadblock when it comes to AI implementation. So companies really need to invest in solutions that can integrate data from all those different sources and make sure it's consistent across all their platforms.
So it sounds like there's a lot of upfront work involved just to kind of lay the foundation for effective AI utilization. What other challenges do companies typically face?
Another big one is the learning curve. You know, these AI technologies can be pretty complex, and it takes time and effort to really understand how to use them effectively. A lot of companies just don't have the internal expertise to manage these AI-driven marketing campaigns. So they need to invest in training for their staff or maybe partner with some external experts.
It's interesting to think about the human element in all of this. You know, we're talking about these sophisticated algorithms and all this data analysis, but ultimately it's people who have to understand and manage these tools. So how do you see the role of human marketers evolving in this AI-driven world?
Yeah, I think it's more about collaboration than replacement. You know, AI is going to automate a lot of those mundane, repetitive tasks that marketers are doing now, which frees them up to focus on more strategic and creative work.
So it's not about humans versus machines. It's about humans and machines working together to get better results.
Exactly. AI can handle the data analysis and the automation, but human marketers can bring their creativity, their empathy, their understanding of customer psychology. It's a really powerful combination.
That makes a lot of sense. And it kind of brings up another point that I wanted to touch on, which is the importance of maintaining that human touch in marketing. Even as AI becomes more and more prevalent, there's this concern that AI could make marketing feel impersonal and robotic. How do you address that?
It's a valid concern for sure. You know, AI can personalize messages and tailor experiences on a massive scale, but we have to remember that we're still dealing with human beings who have emotions and complex needs. So I think the key is to use AI in a way that enhances those human interactions, not replaces them entirely.
So finding that right balance between automation and personalization, between data-driven insights and human intuition.
Exactly. AI can help us understand our customers better than ever before, but it's still up to human marketers to use that knowledge to create those meaningful connections and build those lasting relationships.
Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the future of AI and B2B marketing. The article mentions some pretty exciting trends that are starting to emerge. What are some of the things that B2B marketers should be paying attention to right now?
Well, one trend that's definitely gaining a lot of momentum is the rise of voice search and AI assistants. You know, more and more people are using voice commands to interact with technology these days. And that's starting to have a big impact on how businesses market their products and services.
So B2B marketers need to start thinking about how their content is going to be discovered and consumed through voice search.
Absolutely. It's not just about optimizing for keywords anymore. It's about understanding how people use natural language to search for information and then tailoring your content accordingly. You have to make sure that your website and your marketing materials are easy for AI assistants to understand and index.
That's really interesting. I mean, it's pretty wild to think about how this whole shift toward voice search is going to change the way we approach content creation? What other trends are on the horizon?
Another area that's evolving super rapidly is hyper-personalization. You know, we're moving beyond just segmenting audiences into broad categories. We're getting to a point where we can actually tailor messages to individual preferences and behaviors at scale. Imagine a marketing campaign that's so personalized that it feels like it was created just for you. That's the power of hyper-personalization.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like having a personal shopper for every single prospect. How is that even possible?
It's all thanks to those advances in AI and machine learning. These technologies can analyze huge amounts of data to create these really detailed profiles of individual buyers, including their demographics, their interests, their behaviors, their purchase history, all of that. And that allows marketers to deliver messages that are hyper-relevant and engaging, which leads to higher conversion rates and better customer loyalty.
So it sounds like AI is taking relationship marketing to a whole new level. What other trends are you keeping an eye on?
Another one that I'm really excited about is the growing sophistication of AI-powered analytics. You know, we're now able to gain these incredibly deep insights into buyer behavior. We can predict future trends, and we can make those data-driven decisions with more accuracy than ever before.
So it's not just about collecting data anymore. It's about using AI to actually extract those meaningful insights from the data and turn it into actionable intelligence.
Exactly. AI is giving us the ability to understand our customers in a way that we never could before. We can anticipate their needs, we can personalize their experiences, and we can optimize our marketing campaigns for maximum impact.
It sounds like we're on the verge of a major paradigm shift in B2B marketing.
Yeah.
But with all this talk about data and algorithms, it's easy to lose sight of the human side of things.
Yeah.
What does all of this mean for the future of marketers themselves? Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
Well, I don't think marketers need to start polishing their resumes just yet. I actually think AI is going to make marketers even better at what they do. It's going to free them up from all those, you know, routine tasks so that they can focus on the stuff that really matters, like strategy and, you know, building relationships. All those things that humans are really good at that machines just can't replicate.
Right. So instead of being afraid of AI, we should actually be embracing it as a tool that can help us, you know, focus on our strengths and be more effective.
Exactly. It's all about collaboration, not competition. When you combine the analytical power of AI with the, you know, creativity and empathy of a human marketer, that's when you can create those truly exceptional customer experiences.
Yeah, I love that. It's humans and machines working together.
Yeah.
To create something that's bigger than either one could do on their own.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, as AI gets even more sophisticated, what skills are marketers going to need to really thrive in this new world?
Well, I think adaptability and a willingness to learn are going to be absolutely crucial. You know, the marketing landscape is changing so fast. And the people who are able to embrace those new technologies and evolve their skill set are going to be the ones who succeed. It's also going to be really important to have a deep understanding of data and analytics, because those are going to be essential tools for any marketer who's working in an AI-driven world.
So basically staying ahead of the curve and, you know, committing to that lifelong learning journey.
Exactly. The future of marketing belongs to the curious.
Well said. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI-driven B2B marketing, I think it's safe to say that AI has the potential to completely revolutionize the way we connect with customers and grow our businesses. But, you know, it's important to approach these technologies thoughtfully and ethically. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. So it's really up to us as marketers to make sure that we're using it in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. It's a powerful technology, and we need to proceed with both enthusiasm and a healthy dose of caution. You know, the future of AI in marketing is still being written, and we all have a role to play in shaping it.
That's a great point. So as we leave you today, we want to leave you with one final thought to consider. As AI continues to evolve at this incredible pace, what role do you see for yourself in this new landscape? Are you going to be a passive observer, or are you going to be an active participant in shaping the future of marketing? The choice is yours.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in this ever-evolving world of B2B marketing.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.